Okay, so I'm making this video because I really had this on my mind. I was in the middle of doing a lot of work, but I just really had this thought. I just really had it in my mind because, like I said, okay, I'm in Czech Republic, I'm in Prague, and they have brothels, and I was really considering going to a brothel tonight. It's Friday night, and I'm bored, I'm chilling. I think I'm just outgrowing drinking because I don't know if you guys ever been to Czech Republic, but I mean, you can get a beer, you get like the equivalent of a six pack for like $2. So you go to a bar, you're not going to pay any more than $2 for a beer. But I mean, I'm getting older, man. I feel like I just kind of outgrew the whole drinking thing and doing that. But I don't know. So I was considering going to a brothel. And when I say brothels, I mean the brothels here are not what you're thinking. Because I remember before I came here, and the first thought that I had of a brothel, I'm thinking like gross old fat women, you know. Disgusting women smoking cigarettes with condoms stuck on the wall, sleeping on some little, you know, cot, and it's just gross, you know, it's just disgusting, right? I went to a brothel here, man. It's the complete opposite. Like high rollers go to brothels type of thing. Like, but it's not even that expensive. I mean, well, to us it wouldn't be expensive. To them, it's probably about a day's worth of work. No, it's more than a day's worth of work for a lot of people here. To get a woman, but in there, pretty much it's just a house of prostitutes, pretty much. But it's like if you want to look at it, there was a movie. What was the name of that movie? It was a great movie about hookers, like Europe brothels, European brothels, and hookers. They're just on a whole. European women are just on a whole different level than American women, just flat out. They're just on a whole different level. You just can't compare the two. But I was thinking like. And the general gist I see, because I got friends who work in there, and we talk about the girls and what they do. A lot of them are university students working down in there. A lot of them are just, you know, regular girls, and they just get, you know, you never really can tell who's doing what, you know, in the real world out here. Like you just never know. But no, but the main topic of the story is defective women, which that's where the brothels kind of come in, or brothel-like activity from women. And when I say defective women, I'm not saying like I'm not trying to say be mad at women or be, you know, anything like that. I'm just stating the facts. So this is one thing I maybe more red pill than anything, because I'm not trying to spread to be mad at women. I mean, some things do get frustrating that they do, but my core reasoning is to just realize what it is they're actually doing and what they become in life. Now, for the topic of this video, defective women. See, a defective woman is a woman who is over 25, and especially over 25, and she's still sleeping around. And you know, she's capricious. She's just going out, and you know, she's never really sticking with one thing too long, you know, and you know, she just kind of just does anything. See, those women are severely defective. She's not, I wouldn't say she's bad. She's not horrible. I mean, you can call it gross or whatever, but you have to look at it at this level. These women are defective products. Okay. If, 'cause I ran into a girl from America. I may have talked about her on here in a video. I ran into a girl, in the center of Prague. She was from the US. I think she was 27. Claims she had a boyfriend and they've been together 4 years, but she's out getting drinks with me and a buddy of mine. Like, what would your boyfriend think if you was out at, you know, 9 p.m. drinking beers with two random guys you just met off the train in Prague? You see, like, the fact that she was 27, all none of that sounded right. I never talked to her. She sent me friends requests. I rejected them. When they get over 25, they're just the defective products. And see, and being over here, I've seen a little bit more women's nature play out, like with the brothel scenario, right? With the brothel scenario, see, sex isn't as taboo here as it is in the US. So, you know, obviously they got brothels, they got different types of prostitutions going on here. And it comes from women from all over the world. They come to Europe to do this. So it's not only Czech women, it's like literally whatever you can think of might be in there right now. And every time I like you end up seeing like a trend, right? Like, because like when you this was where I really learned a lot of female nature was hanging out in brothels. Just hang out. You ain't got to hook up with any. Just watch them. You see, and look at the ones who start getting older, right? See, like when they start getting like that is really sad when you see them in there and they're well into their 30s, sometimes and even in their 40s. Like one time I even got with one who was like 40, like she was clearly like 40, 45, just to try it. And you know, just to see where her brain was at. Like this is why I say, like, from my history of it, a woman's brain pretty much maxes out at 16, 17 years old. And after that, everything she does is just a mimicking act to try to project what she thinks you want to see. Most women's brains, like I said, women mature much faster than us. They mature, you know, I say about 4 or 5 years old, but their brains max out at about, I'd say whenever they realize that men, whenever a woman realizes they can manipulate a man simply because they're a woman, usually through sex, whenever they find that out, that's when the growth in their brain ceases, right? And as long as they can still kind of milk it a little bit, they'll never mentally grow again until they've convinced themselves that it's over. Then they'll start intellectually growing. That's why, you know, all feminists are like fucked up, or they're old and fucked up because they weren't attractive to men. So they developed their brain more in a horrifically ridiculous way. But they did. They put more thought up here instead of here. But yeah, like when you start walking around brothels, man, you start seeing the older ones, and you can tell you can tell they have been doing this. Like there's few girls I can think of right now. I've never seen a guy go with them. I don't know how they stay down there, because I've never seen men go with them. And I tried a few of them out one time, and it's just like at this point, see, because what brothels do to a woman's mind? Okay, a brothel to a woman is okay. Here is the equivalent to what social media does to women in the U.S. because it still gives them that validation that they're worth something. You see what I'm saying? But like now in the U.S. I think we do have like one or two brothels in Nevada, but it's just ridiculous. Like they're charged. Like those brothels are for pathetic men that'll pay $10,000 for 2 hours with a woman and then take her shopping. Those brothels are, and then the women look like something that work in Walmart. Like I watched a documentary on it. That was the funniest, most sad, pathetic thing you could ever see. Now the brothels here, you go on Pornhub and watch guys walk into the same brothels that I was in. And the quality women that are in those pornos, like it's like those women are American ready porn stars. If they walked in America, they flat out, you're a porn star right now just because you look like this. See, it's a whole different scenario. But like back to here, like you can, like the brothel is where you really see woman's nature play out. Like you can tell the ones who were like in their 30s, and you can tell. They've been doing this, you know, they figured out at a young age they can manipulate men or get money out of men simply because of what they look like, and then let a guy hump them for a little bit. They get money. And some girls, like you can tell, like their time is done. Like they're trying, like they're already, every now and then you'll see them. They'll be older and they're trying to wear clothes to hide their belly. And it's just sad. And they're not in there much. They're not in there very often, and you can tell the ones who used to be hot because they have this, like, because they still have this level of entitlement to them. You see, and their best days are long gone. Like these are by far defective women. Now I would say maybe if they're like 22-year-old brothel worker, that maybe isn't a defective woman yet. Because a 22-year-old woman she's going to get numerous dicks in her no matter what path she goes down in life. All right. That's just the reality of it. It's just, is she getting paid or not? That's the reality. That's the only difference at this point. So I really wouldn't fault like a 20-year-old to be down there and doing. I mean, I wouldn't marry a woman after I knew she did that. But I wouldn't fault a 22-year-old. Because like I said, either way a 22-year-old woman goes who looks good, wears heels and tight pants and long hair, she's going to get dicks in her. It's just a matter of where they're going to come from. And that's just it. I remember there was a big fad about this girl selling their virginity online. Girls were auctioning off their virginities. So yeah, obviously rich men for like millions of dollars, which is a complete fucking ripoff. But they were doing it, and I guess men were paying it. And they asked the women, like, why are you doing it? And then the women, I'm not going to lie, they had a legitimately decent response. They said, well, if I just lose my virginity to, you know, Rod down the street, I'm not going to get any money for it, and he going to be long gone in 2 months. So it's like, I'll just lose both ways. So why not get $3.9 million out of it? Which, she has a point. I'm not going to lie. I agree with it. I mean, it made you sound fucked up after that. I don't want to touch you after that. But, I can't be mad at her for making that logic. Can't be mad at her. But the defective women, like, pretty much, if they're older than 25 and they're still running around and they're too independent. You see, like, they're a little too independent and they're still running around. That is a defective woman. And it doesn't have to mean she's a brothel working whore. She can be a school teacher. She can be, you know, she could work in accounting. She can work in a church. She can build computers. She can be a bed saleswoman. Once a woman hits about 25, 26 and up, usually they'll start becoming just too independent, and they'll become so independent there is no space for any other man in their life for too long, because as soon as that man isn't living up to their mythological creature that they created, that woman now knows how to just go out there and find what she wants again. Which, initially it's cool, but in the long run, nothing's ever gonna add up to anything. And then with women, women, they're always on a clock, you know, and everything that they were worth in their prime is fading. So they just end up just, you know, beat up and broken down and used up. And then they want to find a guy and put themselves for sale as a 1998 Camry with leaking oil and a ran down transmission with an asking price of $175,000. And then you just not worth it. They just ain't worth it no more. It's a joke. But yeah, I really rambled on a bit because I got to get this work done. But I was just thinking about this topic and what really makes them like flat out defective. And that's what really does it. Because see, when they're 1920, social media is having a huge influence and push on them becoming defective, because there's money in defective women. Simple as that. There is money in defective women, meaning that defective woman is going to find some loser to buy all her stuff, or she's going to make some loser think he has to buy a lot of stuff for himself in order to get her, which means there's a lot of men out there, they buy houses and cars just because they know women like houses and cars. You see, there's a lot of money in retarded and stupid women. There's money to be made off women in general. If they're stupid, well, that's just even more. You see? So, and social media is just another push on it. Social media, it just destroys their brain. Social media does to women what women claim porn does to men. It just destroys the pleasure centers in the gender. Like, as they say, like, porn destroys men, because now we can just click through exactly what we want and then, you know, get horny to that. Versus, you know, actually have to sit down and be stuck with one thing. And it's the same thing with women in social media. You know, they just post a picture and get somebody to say, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so stunning. And there you see, because like women, men want sex, women want validation. Those are the cores of what we want. So for a woman, there's a lot of women out there who if you had to give them the choice between having a decent family or being an Instagram princess, a lot of them would choose the Instagram princess. I'm dead serious. A lot of them would, because the Instagram fills what they're really, the Instagram is like the temporary high that they want. Like maybe like, I don't know, like doing cocaine. Like if you ever done cocaine, like that initial whack high you get the first time you do it and it just like fills up everything. Well, I did it in South America. So I had like, I guess decent cocaine. I never done it in America, but that's what it does in them. And same thing kind of like with porn for men, they say like, cause porn, if I want to right now, I could just click big booty, black hair, thick, you know, Japanese woman. And it's just, you know, watching her do, you know, whatever I feel like her doing at the time. And it's just instant gratification. And that instant gratification on both sides kills the reality of dealing with each other. You see? But like, I think women are damaged much more from it because men still kind of want companionship and all this. Women really don't want companionship. You see, I'm going on a side topic now. Women, see, when a woman is your companion, see, what all you are, okay, let's say you go out and get a girlfriend, right? Now, her spending time with you is pretty much just her way of paying you as an insurance plan, meaning the insurance payments pay out when there's a big spider on the wall or something with moving parts needs to be fixed or she needs to get picked up from somewhere. See if it is because it knows if you can't do none of that, she ain't got nothing for you. You see what I'm saying? But if you can do all this, then now she got some time for you. You see, you as a man, you are nothing more than an insurance plan for a woman. That is the core. That's the reality of it. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, she's exchanging sex. She's exchanging physical contact to fix what she can't fucking do. That is the exchange. That's the exchange of it. Some women, they have money, but they need a protector, you know, at 3 a.m. in the morning to walk her home and all this. You know, some women, they don't have any money. They need a guy with money, you know, whatever it is. That's what a woman, she's going to trade sex for what she doesn't have. And that's how relationships start. That's just the reality. But you know, defective women, pretty much any woman over 25, 26, who's still running around and sleeping with people with no prerequisites to the relationship, you know, didn't really take that long. Those women are just defective. That's it.